play on Sunday?
Yeah, look, he had a light training on Wednesday, so we'll test him out again a little bit more and up the load. And look, we're hopeful, but we'll know after he gets through these two practices.
What does he have to do, like, in practice to prove to you?
Yeah, well, he just has to get up to speed, you know, change the direction and have confidence in the knee. So, look, I'm hopeful. I'm a betting man. I maybe say maybe, each way bet. But, yeah, hopefully he gets through fine.
So he's had two practices, as in today and tomorrow, or this is the second one?
This is his second one. So he had a light practice on Wednesday. Yep. And just now he'll have a pretty much a full practice today off and on, and hopefully it recovers well and he can play with a bit of discomfort.
Does the rest of the season come into consideration for these types? I mean, you're really only still early in the season, aren't you, as well? So you've got to make sure he's right to go.
Yeah, well, the good news was nothing structurally wrong with it, so it was just bone bruising and see how much pain and discomfort he plays in. So it's been good. He only play one game, or he's missed one game, so hopefully that's the only one that he misses.
How did he look when he was, like, moving?
Well, I'll tell you after that, but yeah, he's just working back into it.
How have the boys responded this week after their performance last, or that fourth quarter performance last weekend?
Yeah, look, we played three pretty good quarters. It was really disappointing. We lacked aggressive at the end on both fronts of the offense and defense. So I know a few of the guys are really disappointed when we sat down and watched film when we got home. So hopefully we can put a little bit more of a staple of what the Wildcats basketball is, four quarters intensity and being relentless out there no matter what the score is or what the times they go.
Sometimes in those runs, just one three-pointer stops the runs and missing Tirico, do you sort of think, oh, that made a big difference in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, look, obviously with his maturity and his ability to calm things down and his demeanour out there really helps us in those situations. We just couldn't buy a bucket at that time and probably got a little bit put out of sync. And off defensively, we allowed too many uncontested shots, and that's more that we were concerned about.
You've travelled around the world, I reckon, probably three times in the last little bit. Are a few of your boys fatigued? Like, Nick Kay just looks a little bit off. He's trying hard and he's doing everything he can, but do you need to look after them a little bit more?
Yeah, well, it's been great this last little bit that we can have a bit of a rest and freshen the guys up and actually get some training on the court. So before it was maintenance, try to get through, and probably had a couple of bodies down, a couple of banged up, but it's been really good for us this week.
You're second on the ladder still. The team above you has just gone and signed a Boomer. What was your reaction when you see the challenges that are coming from the club that you're chasing?
Look, I don't really worry about what other teams do. It's just more so of playing our best basketball, and we know teams change, imports, bring new players in all the time, so that's out of our control. What we try to control is playing the best basketball that we can and playing the right way. And when we do that, we normally finish, you know, close to winning the championship. So I don't really worry what other teams do.
Everyone else is worried about everything going on. Like, how does a team sign a Xavier Cooks at this point of the year? And how does everyone else then compete in that team? You don't think about it like that. You just look at yourself.
No, I don't really care what anybody else does. They change imports, bring an NBA legend in, it doesn't matter. You know, we just make sure we take care of what we can do.
Are you playing for second right now when you look at their roster?
We certainly want to finish in the top two. You know, that's always our goal at the start of the year, finish in the top two for the finals. And we started the season really well. We played a lot of away games, and now we're getting into the second half of the season shortly, and hopefully we're up there in the top two again.
So playing for second, I mean, as in they're so good that they're unbeatable. That's a general perception around
Who are you talking about?
Sydney. Oh. Everyone seems to be.
I think we play Adelaide this week.
No, but
that might be a good question for next week when we play Sydney.
What about Adelaide then?
Yeah, well, look, Joey's, you know, I think they lost three or four. Joey's a great coach to get him back on track, and the last two games have been really good. So we know how explosive they are, especially with Randall. And they're going to get our hands full. And it'd be great to get back to the Perth Arena. You know, we've only played one game there in the last 5-6 weeks, so really looking forward to getting back in front of the Red Army.
Quite a difference, isn't it? I think Melbourne United's travelled once in that same period. It's quite a massive difference in a season between two teams in particular.
Yeah, we normally get travel later on near Christmas, but this year we've travelled a lot in November, so looking forward to getting back home and hopefully clean up a few things on the practice court and take that over to the Red Army.
At the end of games, whether you're winning or losing, doesn't that impact every team? It seems like no one's taking the last shot when as opposed to chasing percentage that was there last year. Is there a gentleman's agreement or something going on why when you're up by 8 or 9 and with the last shot you don't take it?
I think there's kind of an unwritten rule there, but the percentage changes. I think that'll change in the second half of the year. And, you know, if you're beaten by 20 points, it's okay, game's over. But if it's, 5-6 points, you want to take care of the ball as well. You don't want to turn the ball over and make it a game. So I think that might change coming the second half of the season.
Cool.
All right, thanks, guys.